It may be the end of summer, but this week was also a massive data dump, economically speaking. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton asks an economist to help make sense of everything from wage growth to why consumers are so confident as missiles are flowing across Asia. That conversation starts now.
Hello and welcome back. Thanks for listening, as always. The last segment this week is a twofer. First, we're going to get some expertise and context around this week's raft of economic data and news. Then we're going to highlight a Bay Area company helping out Hurricane Harvey victims in a very real, very tangible, and very digital way. First, here's my chat with a market analyst and wealth manager to talk about the week that was in economic data.
Jeff Trom, Private Wealth Management, Morgan Stanley, Menlo Park.
Jeff, thank you for coming back on the show this week to help us make sense of a week full of economic data and headlines. So let's go backwards from Friday. So Gary Cohn comes out and says that he has a great relationship with the president, which we kind of already knew. But the question was really about the Fed chairmanship coming up next year. Does the Fed chair matter? Does that appointment rattle investors or markets?
The Fed chair matters, and it matters primarily during periods of transition and crisis. Currently, a tremendous amount of confidence in Janet Yellen. The Fed has really ushered in a nice, smooth, long recovery. And the markets may be jittered if it's someone who has dramatically different views, but I think the markets would be confident in Janet Yellen, and I actually think the markets would be confident in Cohen.
One step back into another headline for the jobs of August. We expected 180,000. We got 156,000. So what is your reading of those numbers?
Well, it's a little light compared to expectations, but not terribly disappointing. And if you look at the last 3 or 4 months in total, we were above expectations slightly in the past, and those numbers have been revised down a little bit. So it's very much in line with the average over the last 12 months, just slightly light on expectations this month.
As we speak, 2 hours after that jobs headline, and the markets are still in positive territory on a Friday, which is kind of cool.
Well, I'm glad you point out a Friday. I do think there's some significance that on a Friday with uncertainties ahead, especially a long weekend ahead, the markets are up. But I wouldn't worry too much into one day, but it's positive. It's been positive. The numbers have been very strong over the last several months.
You're right.
Earnings in particular are strong.
Yeah, and so is consumer sentiment and spending. We got that number this week, too. What's your take on that? I was kind of surprised.
Well, consumer sentiment is up. I think that primarily goes back to people are working. Unemployment is very low, historically low. Number of people working in the U.S. economy is at record highs. Wage growth is 2.5%. It's above inflation, so it's one of the factors pulling inflation up a little bit. It feels to me like people have money in their pockets, and that makes them happy.
Lastly, Jeff, I'd like to get your take on the GDP number that came in a little healthier than expected, I believe, at 3.0%.
Well, it was nice to see a revision up there, and that probably does help with consumer sentiment. So these revisions occur month after month on past data, but this is a good signal and a little bit of strength, not as much as everyone wants. I think the president would prefer to see 4%, but 3% move in the right direction.
How is GDP in a macro sense read by the markets?
Well, the GDP is read by the markets basically in terms of corporate earnings. So if the GDP is up, it gives companies greater revenue and a better chance to have growth of earnings. And the market tends to be focused on growth of earnings more than anything.
Jeff, you always offer your expertise and help us put things in context. And this has been a heavy week, so I really appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Jason.
That was Jeff Trom. He's a wealth management advisor at Morgan Stanley in Menlo Park, California. For a link to his shop, as well as all of our sourcing for this week's show, check out the story I wrote. It's at kgoradio.com/techonomics. Next up, a Hurricane Harvey lifeline, digitally speaking. When you see events like Hurricane Harvey, the inclination is to want to help, of course. But quickly, that motive can turn to angst. Do they really need diapers or blankets or just money right now? Well, one Bay Area company has found a way to help in a very real, very digital kind of way. DriveSavers is a data recovery company based in Novato, California. It's been around for more than 30 years, and that helps solidify its place as a market leader. And Drive Savers is offering its expertise in digital data recovery for free to victims of Hurricane Harvey. If someone's hard drive has water damage, they have to just ship it and a replacement drive, and Drive Savers will square it away. Mike, you're located here in the Bay Area, right?
That's correct. We've been here over almost 35 years now.
With the Hurricane Harvey headlines coming hot and fast, yours stood out because you're offering hurricane victims a very special offer.
Yes, actually, we're offering to do free recoveries, meaning that if they lose their phone or their hard drive in the flood, we will try to extract the data for them. And the digital data is the most important thing for people these days, because you don't have pictures that you hold on to too often, and it's all electronic. So if they have lost their data and they need it back, then we want to offer those services.
That's an outstanding and very generous offer. I imagine, though, given the size of Harvey, that's a tall order.
Well, we will do our best effort to weed out the people that are trying to do some nefarious things. But all in all, people are good people. And in these times, you're going to see that there's so many people helping out. And so we will verify street addresses, where to ship it to, who the owner is. If it's a cell phone, if they have their passcode, we know it's them. If they don't have the passcode, then we know it's probably not the owner.
How did this idea come about for Drive Savers to offer such a generous program?
Well, a lot of our engineers have been here for many years. I've been here 23 years now. There's several people here at Drive Savers that have family members or friends in the Houston area as well, and they're doing everything they can to help out from afar. And this is the one thing we know we're good at. We know that we're the worldwide leaders in data recovery, in retrieving digital memories, and so that's the one thing we know we can offer.
I'm going to be distributing this through my personal network in Houston. I lived there for 6 years and still have friends there. How can people get their stuff to you?
To get a hold of us, just call us at 800-440-1904. We're open 24/7. You'll get a human being around the clock, and they will give you instructions on what to do and how to package the device.
You might get, to pardon the term, inundated. What are we looking at? Just ballpark time as far as turnaround goes if somebody gives you a hard drive that's been submerged.
The most important thing is to get us the devices as soon as you know you've lost that digital data and you want it back. Get it to us. Time is critical here. So the second thing is that we'll do it as fast as we can. Typically, our turnarounds are 5 to 7 business days.
Now, I have to ask this question just for due diligence purposes, but for the most part, no hidden fees or costs here except maybe some shipping, right?
Well, shipping and then the cost of the device to put the data onto. So whatever device they want. If they want to buy another hard drive, great. If they want to buy a flash drive, then we'll do that. So we'll put a reasonable cost on the actual media we'll put the data onto. And the shipping we'll take care of coming this way.
Great stuff here, and thank you for making such a generous offer to those, you know, victimized, really, by Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah, thank you, and we really do wish them the best. And getting through this, it'll take a long time to get through this event.
That was Mike Cobb, chief engineer at Drive Savers. If you are or know a victim of Hurricane Harvey who has a water-damaged hard drive, cell phone, anything, please reach out to Drive Savers at 1-800-440-1904 or check out drivesaversdatarecovery.com for more details. Nice people doing nice things. And that's going to do it for this week's show. We appreciate you listening, as always, either to the broadcast or the podcast. Now, we format the show to be 4 separate podcast links. It's just easier to snack or share that way. For those podcasts, several options. KGORadio.com/Techonomics. That's the mothership. Then there's Audio Boom, Stitcher, and iTunes. Just search Techonomics. We're also at Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. That's for stories and links during the week and the music we use each week as well. For producer Liana Wilcox and executive producer Mike Anthony, my name is Jason Middleton. I write and host the show. This has been Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody.